so many gone on home. Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. And let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. Let the whole church say amen. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Do you really love him? He wants us to love him with all our hearts, soul, mind, and strength. Bless this holy name.
Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Thank you, Jesus!
Jesus! Thank you, Jesus!
Jesus! Jesus! Thank you, Jesus! Hallelujah! Jesus! Jesus!
Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your time. Bless your time. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name. Something about his name. We still in this series right now, and we're trying hard in a sense to get through, and with this one, not the matter that I don't have another one. Is already waiting. But God won't mean to finish this one. If God be for us, who can be against us? This number 26. If God be on our side, regardless of what may happen in this world if he on your side. Nothing can be against you. You got to first bank this in your heart and in your mind. You got to go far enough to say, I have already made it. It's a guarantee. If God on your side, you got the majority. You got the all power on your side. And this what God wants the saints to do, to have this kind of confidence in him. And this is how he wants you to feel. That if God is with me, who can be against me? And the world is out there against us. But they can't destroy us. They're trying hard, but they can't destroy you. They may knock you down, but they can't knock you out. Because God is on your side. If he falls, who can be against us? 2 Corinthians, just for a few moments, if you will. That 4th chapter, 7th verse. But ye have this treasure. Everybody said treasure. In this earthly vessels and the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. This special power is not of us. Is of God. He don't want us to think it's us. It's him. That's when we have to give him the glory and the praise. And when you got all this power in you, and that 8th verse said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, don't understand everything happening, but not despair. Even persecuted, but not forsaken. He promised never to leave you, nor forsake us. Regardless of how dark it look, how bad it seems, you don't understand it, but yet still, he promised never to leave us, nor forsake us. You may be cast down, but not destroyed. He talking only to the saints of God. He's not talking to sinners now. He's talking to his children. He's talking to his sons and daughters. Those who have given their life over to Christ as personal Savior. And he letting us know, if I'm on your side, who can be against us? And again, my brothers and sisters, we want to try all we can again to encourage the real saints of God. We have the truth with us. This is the truth. This is the truth. This is the truth. The Bible is the truth. The word of God is true. We have it with us, not only with us, but now in us. And it's in us forever. Future victory is ours. Victory. We already got the victory. Bless his holy name. Listen at what we're trying to tell you now. What keep our earthly vessels going? Jesus, let me go back and listen, see what I'm saying. Jesus in us. It's a treasure.
Amen. Right.
It's a treasure in us. We just vessels. Earthly vessels. In a heavenly treasure in us. Y'all ain't got that. You ain't got it. Earthly vessel. God got a treasure in us. Everybody are not earthly vessels. Only those who've been born again, Jesus live in us. He's not calling him Jesus right here, but he called him a treasure. A treasure. Heaven treasure. Everybody say heaven treasure. Heaven treasure have everything you need and over need, want and over want in you. Not earthly treasure. Earthly treasure go forth, and that's where he can go. But heavenly treasure go beyond, and we can go ourselves. Don't forget what I said now. That's in you. That's the key. That's in you. I got everything I need in me. I mean, I can show it to you, but I know it's in me. And if you got heavenly treasure in you, God Almighty, what else down here are you riding for to get? That's what you call somebody who loves us and died for our sin. That we may have a right to the tree of life. This treasure is able to supply all of our need according to God's riches. Not according to man's riches, but according to who? God's riches. Jesus is heaven treasure. In other words, we are God's earthly containers. I may not look like nothing, but I got him in me. We carry him around in us. Boy, that stuff blow your mind. I got Jesus in me. I'm a vessel carrying God, precious jewelry, precious treasure on the inside of me. That's what every child of God needs to know and believe that. God Almighty. And one day, these earthly vessels gonna wear out. That's right. These earthly vessels gonna wear out. Well, where are you going then, Reverend Walker? Just keep on with me. I'll show you where I'm going. See, these earthly vessels. Now, if the treasure in me, Jesse, God of mine. But what he in is just temporary. If Jesus in me, well, this going to wear out.
I can't skip like I used to.
All right. All right.
I may get killed, but yes, still, he's still in me. I will not come out losing, no way I go. I'm trying to encourage the saints of God. In time like these, you need to be encouraged, because what I see coming, you need some Jesus on your side.
All right. It's coming, too.
He's the only one that can take care of you. Thank God for America, but America's sinking and don't even see herself sinking.
That's right.
Wonder why they don't want their vessel to carry Jesus. They know if Jesus get in the vessel. They're really trying to talk to you. You can talk about Daniel and Lion in all you want. What did they ever care?
All right.
I ain't down in the Bible now. I want you to see my point now. See, Daniel not in the vessel. Only Jesus in the vessel. He's the treasure in every child of God.
I say he is
the treasure in every child of God. He heavenly treasure in every born-again Christian. In a weak vessel. Oh. But it's going to wear out. I know you're trying to stay here, but it's going to wear out. I know you're walking every day, but it's going to wear out. I know you're taking exercise, but it's going to wear out.
All right.
I know you're buying and eating the right kind of food, but it's going to wear out.
That's right.
God Almighty. It's going to wear out. Old folks that keep on living. Steps don't get shorter. I know you're jumping up, but after a while, they're going to get shorter. I know you're walking fast and switching, but it don't stop. It don't stop. Time. Hallelujah. Time. God got a time on his outside vessel here. He got a time on it. A time limit for everybody. And God trusts to be in this vessel.
All right.
Over the left leg. Yes, sir. Paul, read the Bible for me. Get 2 Corinthians 5, 1 through the 3rd verse. Let's watch this thing. I'm going to let you out in time. Watch this thing.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
God Almighty, we know, this is Paul talking now, if our earthly house of this tabernacle, you can say tent if you want to, was dissolved, mean fall to the ground, we have a building. Oh, I get happy thinking about it. A building of God and a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. When this will wear out, I got nothing waiting on me. You can't fix it like this. Notice now, not made with hands, but where? Eternal, where? In the heavens. Made with hand. God got his hand, Paul.
Yes, sir.
And out of dust, he formed man.
Uh-huh.
But he ain't going to use his hand this time.
No, sir. Hell.
But this going to be heaven eternal this time.
All right.
Yeah. Everlasting. When you use with his hand, you ain't wear out. Just a place to live in for a while.
Uh-huh.
But he ain't going to use his hand this time. I got another vessel that he going to just say, take over. I'm going to get in a brand new vessel. If I leave him just like this, he got one gonna be going like this if I want to. I got a brand new waiting on me. And we around here, oh, damn mercy. We at the church around here with our head all down, scared chicken. You got the best thing you ever have in you. You got a treasure on the inside.
That's right.
Oh, not made with him. Lord, mold this right here out of hand. Because it's dust.
Yes, sir.
Form man out of what? Dust. It's going to wear out.
All right.
But you got nothing waiting on you. Eternal in the heaven. Read on, Paul.
For in this we groan.
God Almighty.
Earnestly. Designed to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven.
God Almighty. In this we groan. Honestly designed to be clothed upon with our house, which is where? Look at your neighbor and say, I got another house. Sometimes you hear some old folks, they gave their life to Christ.
Yeah.
They hurting, they aching.
Yeah.
And doctor said he can't wear, get them well. God don't heal them. Sometimes he say, come on, Lord, this old house aching.
Yeah.
But he got another one, ain't gonna never ache no more.
Yeah.
They designed to be clothed with the house from heaven.
Yeah.
A house don't know about no aching.
Yeah.
A house ain't got no aching in it. A house like Jesus, when he got about that grave, look how Jesus ached. Look how he moaned when he had that cross.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he had pains, buddy. They were hurting him, but he got another house now.
Uh-huh.
When he got up Sunday morning with all power in his hand, he had another house. And this is the house Paul talking about. You go through some suffering. But when you get through going with you, when you come out, they may kill you, but God have to allow that himself. But you still got a house that's not made by hand. And my brothers and sisters, right now, we are sons of God. And spiritually sons. We, the real church, have already taken on the likeness of Jesus in our souls. Oh, boy. I'm going to go there again. I want you to get that. Right now, we are sons of God. Everybody say, I'm a son of God. And spiritually, we, the real church, have already taken on the likeness of Jesus in our soul. He lives in us. In us. He already where? A treasure where? In us. He in our soul. God Almighty. Now, Paul, look at 1 John 3. 1 and the second verse.
Behold,
listen,
what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
God Almighty.
That we should be called the sons of God.
God Almighty.
Therefore, the world knoweth us not.
Yeah.
Because it knew him not.
Listen to that now. Watch this now. Behold, look. That what behold means, look, boy. What manner of love, what kind of love is this? The Father has bestowed upon, everybody say us. If you've been born again, say us. If you hadn't, say Lord have mercy.
Well,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You've been born again.
Yeah.
He's talking about you, us. The us. That we should be called what? The sons of who?
All right.
And therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew who? The world don't see no Jesus in us.
No, sir.
No. We can show him from the outside. But we can't show Jesus from the inside. We can't take the treasure outside and give it all. We got to show it from the outside now. In other words, they got to see how you act. Right now, since we don't have our glorified body, we just got to show them from the outside.
Amen.
When they see you act like Jesus, they know you've been with Jesus.
Right. Amen.
That's all we can do right now, show the outside. God Almighty.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
When he saw the boldness of Peter and John,
yes, sir.
They perceived, they recognized they had been with Jesus. That's the outside. See, that means the church before they act like he act. Because the world hated him, they're going to hate you too. And when you begin to act like Jesus, they're going to hate you, putting you in the same category. Right? Because if they didn't hate Jesus, they're going to hate you also. But that's the very reason some of us are so chicken until we are afraid to even act like it from the outside.
Right.
Oh, you might as well say amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Everybody can show who they love and not ashamed but us.
That's right.
Everybody show who they care about but us.
Thank you.
Our famous football star. Our famous basketball star. Our this and that and that. Oh, but what about Jesus? Why can't we show him?
All right.
We put their name on the hat.
Come on. Come on.
Put them on their shoes.
Yes.
Put it on our back.
Yes.
Everywhere we can put, we put.
Yes.
Notice now, ain't nobody gonna say one word.
That's right.
But put the name Jesus on the chest.
That's right. That's right.
The world hate his name. Why we don't put down, Brother Pastor? Because we don't want to be talked about. We don't want to be lied on. We don't want to be laughed at. Well, you're being laughed at the other boys. You don't care. Wonder why Jesus.
Go ahead. Look at you. Look at you.
I can't call you your famous star's name, but I ain't down on no star. All I'm trying to get you a couple. I'm all over the world preaching, though, and I've been called no names. You put your famous name everywhere, all over, but ain't nobody gonna say nothing. But put Jesus' name. Wonder why? The reason is because the devil no power is in that name. Is in that name. Somebody may get saved in that name.
That's right.
And we don't want to bring it from the outside. We don't want to act like Jesus. God Almighty. Until sometime we come in a local symbol. We're supposed to carry him everywhere we go. If he's a vessel on the inside of you, you ought not be ashamed everywhere you carry him.
Amen.
He's a vessel. We're a vessel. And he is a treasure. And our job is to show him. I said, our job is to show him. They shall know you by your what?
Fruit.
God Almighty. But we don't want to do it. We're showing it from the outside. But one day the saints going to show him from the inside. But right now the saints are half ashamed and afraid, but we'll be showing them from the outside, and some of the shame is showing the easy way we go. Paul, read on.
Beloved,
listen at this.
Now are we the sons of God,
God Almighty,
and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when we shall appear,
God Almighty,
we shall be like him.
Oh.
For we shall see him as he is.
Beloved, I'm talking to y'all now. Beloved, now we are what?
The sons.
Thanks. Stop right there. We read too fast sometimes. We are what?
Son.
Are you ashamed on your father? He your father? If you've been born again, you are a son of who? You name and not ashamed of your son. Well, some of us, not all of us, but we get ashamed of our earthly father. Sometimes I don't blame you, but. Listen now, listen. Don't take that lightly. You read it so fast. But listen at this. This where your cover disc got to come in. I am a son of God. And it does not yet appear. I don't fully understand it. What we should or shall be. But God Almighty, we know that. This something you got to be what? Sure. Oh, Paul said, but we know that. When he shall appear, when he shall come back, Lord have mercy, we shall be what? Like him. Inside and out. For we shall see him as he is. Perplexed a little bit now. I don't understand what Paul said. But one thing I do know. I'm a son of God.
Well,
I'm a son of God. The Holy Ghost in me. Jesus in me. God in me. The Trinity already in me. When you got one, you got all of them. But he just exalted one name. God Almighty. That folk won't get confused. One name. He put this name above every name. When you get this name, you become a son of God. Oh, how much. Oh, how much. I'm rich. Yeah, I'm rich. May not wear them long alligators, but I'm rich. May not put on long fur coats, but I'm rich.
All right, all right.
Because I ain't going to need them after a while.
Well, that's right.
God Almighty, I'm rich. Sometimes, I'm kind of hurting nobody's feelings. Watch this, I'm just trying to teach, right? Said teach, Reverend Walker.
Teach, Reverend.
See, sometimes, folk, sometimes you may not get what other folk get. All of us, they don't be alike anyway. I'm trying to tell you that. And God may not allow you to have all of that. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but don't let it get next to you. And put your chest poked out in. Sometimes God keep us minimal because we may get a little lifted up in pride. Yeah. Not about God doesn't love you, but he just wants you to walk home more.
All right.
If I put you in this kind of car, you may get beside yourself. I'm just going to keep you where you can talk to me sometimes.
All right. That's right. All right. All right. All right.
You can't handle it. I can't handle it. So I'm just going to keep you kind of like minimal golf. I know Walker. I know him. I know him. I love him. He's my son.
All right.
I brought him in the world. He's my son. So don't hold your head down. You're a son of God. Bless his holy name. And we'll have a new body. One day, we will take on the likeness of Jesus from the outside. A brand new body. And y'all know he had a brand new body. Hallelujah. They put him in the grave dead. That's all. Just was a body. They called himself killing him. But he took his own life. But to knock you off your feet. How in the world somebody can take their own life? He took his own life. Died when he got ready. Got up when he felt like it. He done it by his own self. They thought they done that. He did all that by himself. When he went in, he was dead with a body. But when Mary, Martha saw him, he had another body. She thought it was somebody just walking around there, but it was her Savior. We're going to have a glorified body. Because this is going to wear out on you. It's going to wear out. But I got another one coming. That means y'all to use it for the Lord. Wear it out for the Lord. Because I got a brand new coming. And my brothers and sisters, our mortal body, this earthly body, will be put into mortality, put on mortality. One day, we're going to have an eternal body. Right now, it's just an earthly body. But one day, immortality going to be another type of body. God Almighty. In other words, no more sickness. No more sin. No more sorrow. No more death. I have a body, can't even take that kind of stuff no more. I'll be over that, overcome that. Now, Paul, look at 1 Corinthians for me, 15th chapter, 51 through 58. I'm going to let you out in time now. Y'all, I'm going to let you out in time.
Behold.
I'm just going to preach till I get through right now. But. Come on, boy, read that for me.
Behold.
Listen now.
I show you a mystery.
Listen at this.
We shall not all sleep.
God Almighty.
But we shall all be changed.
Lord, listen to that. Paul said, I'm going to show y'all something you never heard before. Something you don't even understand. We, talking about the church. Boy, I'm so glad I'm saved. I don't know what to do. Those who've been born again. Mm-hmm. We shall not all what? Sleep. Amen. That means keep on sleep. That means dying. Sleep. But we shall be what? Change. In other words, all of us ain't going in the grave.
Well,
no, some of us gonna be caught up, but he trying to get you. See, he talked to the Corinthian church because they didn't understand. They won't want no help. Paul talking about the coming of Jesus. All of us gonna be saved. Blah blah blah. But what about my mama? They dead. What about my uncle? He gone. What about my dad? He gone. But they gonna be changed. See, everybody ain't going to go to the graveyard. I'm talking about God, folks, now. See, some of us ain't going to the graveyard. We're going to be changed. God Almighty. And Paul kind of straightened them out. It's a mystery. How in the world this going to happen? How in the world this going to happen? This mysterious thing, he coming here and talking about a mystery. We shall not all die. We shall not all go by the graveyard. What are you talking about? Some of us going to be what? Changed. Read on, Paul. Let's see what he's talking about.
In a moment.
What?
In the twinkling of an eye.
God Almighty.
At the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound.
What going to happen?
And the dead shall be raised incorruptible.
And what else?
And we shall be changed.
Now, some of you know what he's talking about. But most of you don't.
Amen.
I know some of my folks all know it now. All of me don't know it. I don't talk about it enough.
All right. Teach, Reverend.
Watch this. But you get, this is important. They're going to be changed 9 hours from then.
In a moment.
In a what?
Moment.
That's what it said, didn't it?
Yeah.
Some of us going to be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, boom. At the last trump, God gonna blow a trumpet with his voice. For what? The trumpet shall what? And what gonna happen? The day. Stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there.
All right.
Stop right there. What Jesus talking about, Reverend Walker? He's talking about when Jesus come back. If Jesus come back right now as I speak. Right now as I, if he come right now. God Almighty. We going to be changed. Those who've been born again. Trumpet shall sound and the dead. God Almighty. The dead. That means my mama in the grave. My daddy in the grave. All our loved ones who've been born again. The body in the grave. Their soul is not in the grave, but the body in the grave. Watch this now. And the dead, talking about the graveyard folks who've been born again, shall be what? Raised where? Incorruptible. Incorruptible. Not corruption, but what? And we, now he's dealing with us if he come back right now. If he come right now, he ain't got to get us out the graveyard.
Yeah.
We here right now.
All right.
We shall be what?
Changed.
Now let me break it down. Let me break it down. Right now. I don't even be in no hurry. Ain't that right, y'all? Ain't that right, sister Logan? Don't even be in no hurry. Well, watch, watch, watch. It's going to tell you folks the truth. Watch it. Now, right now, if Jesus come back, right now. You believe the Bible, don't you?
Amen.
If he come back right now as I speak, all the saved folk will be gone.
All right.
Nobody be said to him but those who never been born again.
Right.
I'm trying to get you to see my point. See, he coming back. He going to get my mama out the grave. Your mama, your dad, your sister, who dead, blah, blah, blah. He going to get them out the grave first. And then he's going to bring us with him now. When he comes, he's going to bring them folks, the soul, with them. The soul of the saint going to bring with them. So now he's going to get that body out the grave, and then he'll be hooked again in that same body, but it'll be a different body. And as he's doing that, we're going to meet together. We're going to be changed. And watch this. Watch this. When we be changed, everything we got on will be laid back in.
All right.
Your pocketbooks, your gold, your silver, all that stuff will be laying right there.
That's right.
Somebody got about $1,000 in your pocket, it'll be laying right there. That's right. Watch this. You better listen. See, when he come back, it's going to be changed in a moment. Then you find out who lost and who saved in here.
That's it.
Ain't nothing but saints gonna be caught up. They'll have a body like glory, a fire body like Jesus when he got about that grave. We'll have a glorified body, another type of body. One don't get sick, one don't get old no more. A glorified heaven type of body, spiritual type body. And when we find out that all the saints to be gone in here, then everybody's gonna look, what happened? What wrong? What took place? What matter? Some of you know. Some of you said, Jesus must have come back. Clothes, pocketbooks, and some folks don't care what Jesus done. They're going to be getting pocketbooks and things.
That's it.
See all this stuff laying around here? All them beads that sister got on, they're going to be getting them things. They ain't thinking about no Jesus. Hey, it just took place.
That's right.
All this stuff laying around here. All them cars out there they got. Who car is here? I know it sounds a little funny, but it's going to happen. It's going to take place. We will be changed.
That's right.
You ain't worried about no Cadillac or Mercedes Benz. We ain't gonna need no Mercedes Benz. We ain't gonna need no Jaguar no more.
That's right.
Y'all ain't got it yet.
Yeah.
Don't forget you got a treasure on the inside. We got heaven treasure on the inside of us. We already billionaire. We already trillionaire. If you are a son of God, I'm an heir to God. A joint heir with Jesus Christ. Whatever God owns, that's part of my stuff too. Because I am his what? Son. Because being a child of God ain't got nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. That means, see, I know churches don't like to break that stuff down. I want you to know this stuff. God will hold enough responsibility to tell you about it. Because the devil love to keep the church blind, spiritually blind. Because they feel like when they leave here, it's all it just started. Life just started. Life just started. If you die right now, life just started. And folks need to know that. Sometimes folks get a little better. The devil get a hold to them. They kill themselves. They're not saved. Where do you think they're going? When they die and look up, get a devil. They think, it just started. Every soul got to live somewhere forever. Church need to know that. They got to live somewhere forever and ever and ever. Ain't no end to ever. That means it's so important for Jesus to come in the world. He come to change folks' lives. He come to give you eternal life by trusting in him. And when you trust in him, that means I give my life to him. He got a better place for me in heaven. You know, on this way. It's a treasure. It's a treasure. Card of mine. You ain't got near about what you're going to get. May not get near about what you want down here, but just keep on living. Bless his holy name. Read on, Paul.
For
listen,
this corruptible
listen
must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
This old corrupted stuff here. This old sinful nature here.
Yes.
This old outside stuff is sinful. It's going to put on immortality. God Almighty. Immortality. We must put on what? Immortality. Eternally stuff now. Not no every year, every 6 months. Ain't no more years no more. That's going to stop. Time here going to stop. See, but we're going into where? Eternity. Eternity. You know, y'all know the folks that come to funerals. You know, I'm just about to say it to everybody every time you have a funeral. God wants folks to get it. And folks in church need to know it who don't come to funerals. All of us go to funerals somewhere. Watch this. You can't never stop existing. You will never stop existing. You die, you just not finna live.
Right.
That's how the devil deceives so many folks spiritually. He wants you to be blind of the spiritual part. You can't really die. In a sense, this old body here what dies. But your spirit can't never die. Why, Reverend Walker? Because you in the image and the likeness of God. And God can't die. If that's the case, Jesus could have stayed in heaven.
All right.
I said, if that's the case, he could not have come down here for us to have a right to the tree of life. Did y'all know what Jesus really come here for? Huh? He come to save us because you came from heaven. You didn't come from this earth. You came out of heaven. Your body came from here, but your soul came from God. A living soul. Chicken and turkey is not living soul. They have little soul, but not living soul. Living soul means I'm going to stay forever and ever and ever.
Right.
Living, I'm a living soul. can't never die. Jesus said, God said, watch this now. I know you don't know. I know my folks know it, but maybe some more folks in here. And then we don't come to the funeral, they don't know it. But watch this. Watch this. See now, watch it. Now, here God done made man. He said, form them out of the dust of the ground. Hear me, y'all. Form them out of the dust of the ground. Form. That is dust right here. Let it be the dust. Dust. No. Let the Bible be the dust. And form them out of the dust. Watch, there he is right there. Yeah. There he is. There the dust right there.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
He got a big head and can't move.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Trying to get you to see my point. Yeah. He got ears and can't hear nothing.
Yeah.
He got legs and can't walk.
Yeah.
All that can't move him until God said.
All right.
That's what God taught. That's what the living soul can't ever stop dying. They got to live somewhere. That's God part, y'all.
That's right.
When God breathed into his nostrils, he became a living soul. The inside. And when he got in, he got up. With a soul inside. A soul in here. Can't never really stop existing. Can't never stop existing. He got to stay somewhere forever. See, if we, when we die, if it's over, what God need with a hell?
All right.
If it's over, what God need with a hell? No, he need a hell because you didn't obey Jesus. Watch this now. Since you came from heaven, Lord have mercy. And when Adam messed up in the garden, God sent his son Jesus down here to get us back to heaven. We came from heaven. Well, what they got to do? If a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believed in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Folks need to understand this. When Jesus hanging on that cross, it was for your sin, not his. He died for our sin.
All right.
Folks need to understand this stuff. When Jesus hanging on that cross, it got dark. Why? Because he was what? Sin.
Amen.
Sin. He becomes sin for us.
Yes.
God gave his son that we can be saved. He ain't trying to save himself. He came to save us from going to hell. And folks need to understand this.
You're right,
the devil won't keep folks ignorant of the spiritual world.
Yes. Yeah.
Chickens don't have no living soul. Dogs don't have living souls. We the one got the living soul. Living means keep on living.
Right.
No, can't never die. You can keep on. Now watch this. See, the devil know where he going. He know where he going. He already know where he going. Everybody that don't give their life to Christ, going with the devil. Just that simple. Just the truth. It's just that simple. Preacher may not tell you, but buddy, it's just that simple. Thank you, sister. It's in there. It's in here. See, if you don't follow Jesus, who else you follow? You got to be following the devil. If you're not following Jesus, you're following the devil. And you don't realize you're following the devil. He got you going.
Yeah.
Every time you turn down Jesus, the devil said, come on.
All right.
You're doing what the devil said. The devil just don't want you to give your life to Jesus. If you don't give your life to Jesus, the devil said, I got him.
Yes.
And when you die, now you want to go to heaven. You can't go to heaven. Not because you live good or live bad. Because you wasn't born again. Ain't nobody perfect. No, nobody perfect. But I have an advocate. When I sin, I can't go to him and say, Father, you my Father. Would you forgive me? He'll forgive you. I say, he'll forgive you.
Amen.
He'll forgive you. I don't care what you done doing. He'll forgive you. You can't get too bad that he won't save you. And let me get this straight out right here, because I know us now. I'm trying to help you about out. Sometimes folk, they're born in the world. They come here, never got in no trouble. They come from a good family. Never got no trouble. Intelligent, all that kind of stuff. And everybody know them, all that. They think they ain't got to be saved.
Well,
you're still a sinner.
Thank you.
You was born a sinner. When you came out your mother's womb, you was a little pretty sinner, a little handsome sinner. Without Christ, we came, all of us came from Adam, didn't we? I said, didn't we come from Adam?
Yes.
All right, they were sinners.
All right.
That means the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All, not y'all, but all. That means everybody that come in this world, if they want to go back to God, they got to be born again. You call that, when you get saved, you call that what? Born again. Now, I'm back in fellowship with God. He become my father now. And when I leave here, I'm going back where I come from.
Right.
God sent his son down here to get his peoples. He sent him. He didn't send Michael. He didn't send Gabriel. They wasn't good enough.
All right.
I ain't going to trust them with life. God only would handle life. If you trust him with life, boy, that's a God. That's a God. If you trust about with life, I come to give life. I can take it, but I come to give it because it's in my hand.
All right.
So he sent his son Jesus to hang on that cross and die for us to come back to heaven. So he don't make nobody go. It's up to you, you, me. It's individual. Mama can't get you there. You get half off them some. When you get to heaven, save a seat. They can't save nothing for you.
Catalog number 1501. Catalog number 1501.
I barely got in there myself. I know good well I can't save nobody. You can't save no seat. God got it so simple. Whosoever will, let him come. I'm too bad to go to heaven. No, well, God straightened that out with Paul. Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. The chief. I persecute the church. I'm a chief of sinners. And God saved him. Look how bad he was. But he's saying that if somebody who fight the church, they're a chief sinner. Chief sinners. But God saved him. You can't do nothing too bad that God won't save you.
Amen.
I don't care what you have done in your life.
Amen.
The devil put that mess in you. You don't do all that. He'll save you right now.
Yes.
And if he save you, and you may come be the best preacher ever walked this earth.
Thank you.
It's always up to you.
Thank you.
You got a treasure in you, saints.
Thank you.
Yes, you on your way to heaven. Can't nobody stop that. Nobody can stop that. I don't care how they hate you. Nobody can stop that. You got a treasure on the inside. I don't know if I started. Y'all got to give me okay, I would. I know you ain't, though, but. I know you ain't. I need another message on this. You ain't going to say nothing to Lee? You ain't gonna say nothing about that? Huh? Huh? Y'all ain't gonna say nothing? I ain't say y'all good enough. You gotta check your deacons out. Ain't that right, y'all? What about you there? Need another message. Need another message. Got another message. It's too rich for me to leave it. Church need this, I promise you. The devil hides spiritual things from folks. You got to know this spiritual field.
God bless you, Pastor.
He be guiding you all the time. You think it's yourself. It's not yourself. It's the devil doing it.
Mama.
God Almighty. So if you need Jesus as your Savior, I ain't trying to scare nobody. I'm just preaching the gospel. You're going to die.
Amen.
Let me be fair with you. You're going to die. You're going to die one day. You're going to die one day. And sometimes folk wait till the last minute. Well, I get saved. I'm, do all I want to do, have my fun, and then get saved. You let the devil deceive you like that. I'm going to tell you what my wife told me. I still got 2 minutes. And my wife told me years ago, she was working with a sister and with a white sister. She said, brother, down in Florida, he lived like he wanted to live, but he wasn't saved. And she went down there, tried to get him saved. He'll die. She's trying to get him to confess. Go and confess. Go, let's confess Jesus. Go and confess Jesus. And she said, he said he started feeling heat at his feet. Go on and confess Jesus. Go on and confess Jesus. He never confessed. Heat coming up his legs. He never confessed. Don't depend on waiting on the last minute to get saved. Don't make no fool out of God. You can't make no fool out of him. You got to die. You got to die.
Mama.
I know preachers don't preach this. They need to preach it. I know some doing it, but so many, they deceive folks.
You're right, Pastor.
The devil is a deceiver. I want folks saved. I'm called to tell the truth. Folks need to get saved if they're not saved. And you can get saved. I don't care who you are. It's up to you to get saved. God ain't mad with you. It's up to you. All us who saved, we have done everything but right. But we saved. And we're not perfect now. We still come short of his glory. But of what? Saved. I'm not going to hell when I die.
All right, Pastor.
Cause I'm what? Saved.
Thank you.
Let us all stand. Y'all will give me another hour. Y'all need to give me another hour to preach it. Y'all need to give me another hour. God Almighty. Folks need to hear truth.
You're right.
About this thing is real. Now he'll save you. He'll save you. Ain't no feeling. It's just believing this right here. Faith walk. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. Is that simple, Reverend Walker? Yes. Not how you feel. I don't feel nothing. You ain't got to worry about feeling nothing. Just have faith in this right here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just like you, let me make it a little simple. Just like we come sit on a pew. When you got to this pew or to this chair, you didn't do like this. You didn't check it out. You just bop down just like that. That's the way you got to believe the Bible. The Bible is true. This the most true thing on this earth right now. Beside the Holy Ghost in you. It's the Word of God. That's right. Try. Just try Jesus. Just try. Will that be won't give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? It's a good time now. This new year, going into a new year, make sure you get saved. I promise you, things gonna get worse. It gonna get worse. And man ain't gonna do, can't do nothing about it. Because God is that close for coming back. I ain't trying to scare nobody. I'm just telling you the truth. That's all it is. Just trying to tell you the truth. He loved you. Jesus loved you. He proved that.